Welcome, everybody, to the Flat... Wait. It's been a couple weeks. Yeah?
You want to start over?
Yeah, probably.
Good. Just, no, just, no, we'll just run it. Fuck it. Hey, it's been a couple weeks. Landon, you're the intro. Go.
On this week's episode...
There we go. Okay, let's try that. Go ahead.
We got 9,000 streams. That's pretty cool. We'll talk about that. AI is apparently getting pretty good. We got some other news topics to maybe get into, along with a lot of sports. Daytona 500, Elimination Chamber, WWE. It goes on and on.
The Bengals are getting rid of their whole defense.
Their defense was bad this year, and it's getting worse. Hey, on this week's episode.
There you go. Of the Burn Flash Cast Pod.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Burncast Flash Pod episode. What is it, 120? 120. Nice. I knew it.
Nice job.
I am your host, Landon Chambers, along with my co-host, a very frustrated, very in his phone right now. Not sure if he, I think he hates
everything.
It's cold. Zach Harper.
It's not that bad. It could be a lot worse. It's not. I don't hate everything. I don't hate anything. Does my face look disgusted and disgruntled?
I just want to make sure. As we're on the Birdcast Flashpod.
As we spoke before the show,
it's cold.
People just aggravate me. That's all. As the older I get, the more aggravated I am.
Hey, I got aggravated at McDonald's yesterday.
Oh, I know that. You're good at that. You're not very good at fast food places. Bro. Every time you tell me a story, I am locked the fuck in. It's always good. What happened yesterday? Is this the same one you say we're going to boycott in Germantown and never go back again?
No.
Okay.
This is one by my house. Sons of bitches. No, I got a quarter pounder.
Yeah. Okay.
Which, you know, obviously, as we've discussed... Because you get a fresh burger, they make you go up to the third. I hate the third
every
window.
Time. I hate it too.
It's terrible.
2 days ago, I kind of want a quarter pounder with cheese. I ordered it and I thought, God damn it, I'm going to have to sit at the third window.
Mm-hmm.
Gave my money. Want a receipt? No. Second window. Here's your Happy Meal. Here's your Sprite. Can I have you pull up to the third window?
Uh-huh.
God damn it. At least it's fresh.
Yeah, I agree.
But it sucks.
Well, because why?
Because people behind you were just zipping by.
No. See, that's the wrong reason.
And you're just sitting there, and you're just sitting, and the Happy Meal's getting cold, and you're just sitting there.
The reason...
And I'm like, you know what? They're not going to fuck this up, right? They'll remember Joe's little McDouble for him when I get home. I'm not even going to look in the bag.
Because if they fuck something up, you can't look into your bag immediately and go, wait a second.
And I get home, and guess what? They forgot his cheeseburger.
Shocker.
They had fucking an extra 7 to 9, maybe 10 minutes to get the shit right, and they still forgot?
That's all right. Joe can go without a cheeseburger. It's all right.
He's dying. I feel bad for him. Like, we fed him too much of his life. He's too fat.
Yeah,
Now that he's dying, we feel like we need to feed him more because I feel bad for him. Yeah, it's like a catch-22. Anyway, sorry.
No. Yeah. Okay, so I ordered that and a cookie. You know, one of those little... They got pretty good cookies. So I got a cookie. Now my fat ass. So I get up to the second window. There's already two people basically waiting for the third window. I was like, oh, sweet. Maybe I'll just get my shit. You know what I mean? So they hand me my drink. And then they're like, we're just waiting on they start to hand me a bag. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like that was real quick. You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, wait, this is one of theirs. I'm like, okay.
No,
that's kind of what I figured.
You're not going to get that lucky. No.
So then, you know, 10 seconds goes by. He goes, we're just waiting on your cookie. It'd be a couple seconds. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. So, you know, a minute goes by. He comes back to the window. Actually, it's taking a little bit longer than I thought. Why don't you go ahead and pull up to the third window? At this point, the other two had gone.
Sure.
I'm like, all right.
Sure.
So, and here's the other thing I hate about the third window. Is if you don't get your, if you don't get your shit at that window, you can't be like, hey, can I get some ketchup or whatever?
No, because they don't come back.
No.
You have to beat on the window for them to come back.
Well, you might as well walk in at that point.
Oh, no. I'm definitely beating on the window. Eventually, they'll come back.
I mean, yeah, I guess maybe. But like some of the windows are attached to the back room, you know, the employee area, but some of them are just out in the lobby, essentially.
Most of these places have timers. And there's a timer for both windows. So if you sit there, they know you're there. But they're not going to be in a hurry to come back.
I disagree. I fucking disagree.
Did you sit there for a long time?
Yeah, I sat there. Oh, no. I sat there for like 5 minutes. And then I was like, So I started paying attention. I was like, all right, I'm going to give it another minute. I did that like twice. Meanwhile, you know how fucking McDonald's fries are. They're cold instantly. They're amazing. And then they're bad.
Until they're cold, then they're bad.
Then they're terrible.
Great.
So... So then my fat ass had to go in and complain about not getting a fucking cookie.
If I get out of my car.
Oh my God.
I'm angry. Because I came through the fucking drive-thru to not have to go through the store. I drove through the drive-thru because I don't want to get out of my car.
Well, here's the other thing. I'd have been fine. If when I ordered the cookie, he'd have been like, we don't have any made right now. It's going to take however many minutes or whatever. Do you still want it? And I'd be like, no, that's fine.
The story's worse because
it's a fucking cookie.
You went inside for a cookie.
So then all these people are like, he's bitching.
This fucking asshole.
I fucking paid for it.
Yes, sir. Can I help you? Oh, you forgot my cookie. My first instant thought is this fucking douchebag.
Exactly.
A cookie. You forgot your cookie?
Oh,
you're going to complain about the cookie?
But then he came right out with a cookie because guess what? They were done.
They just put one in the fucking bag. I'm still mad. Annoying. Yeah, I'm still aggravated.
That was annoying.
Yeah. Be a little aggravated by that.
It's like little shit that's like, that's God.
At that point, you almost wish somebody would say something or give you a bad look because it gives you a reason to bitch and complain.
100%. It's so frustrating.
I want to look at you and say, you know what? I'm a little aggravated too. And if you would have put the cookie in the fucking bag, I would have never had to come back in here.
The imaginary.
But you can't just say that. You want to say it.
The imaginary arguments I had on the way home were incredible. You know what I mean? And I won all of them.
You're in that.
I
was just so arguing good with that person.
I was killing them.
But it's not worth it.
No, it's not. Obviously, it's not.
But it's like, I got out of my car to come in here.
Can I please have my cookie? You guys forgot my cookie.
And if I was a, listen up, fast food workers, if you're listening. This guy got out of his car and had to come inside to get his cookie because you fucking forgot. At least give him two. Give him something to seal the deal here.
Yeah, for sure.
Seal the deal here. Instead of saying, oh, sorry, we forgot your cookie. Like, okay, just make me feel like the asshole. Instead, how about two cookies?
So to continue this, making myself look like an asshole, I left my first complaint at a place the other day.
Not that place?
Not that place.
Oh, somewhere else fucked you over too.
Well,
I love these food stories. Go ahead.
Wingstop.
Oh, it's hit or miss. Erica likes it, and we get it, and it's cool.
I don't love the sauces. The sauces are okay.
But sometimes we get it, and I'm like,
The voodoo fries, however.
We just get the... Well, I'm picky, so anyway. But what's on the voodoo fries?
It's like...
cheese fries are good. Like
It has nacho cheese. It has, I think ranch. The fries are seasoned, obviously, and it has like a Cajun seasoning on it, too. They're good. They're a little bit spicy, but they're good.
Anyway, so you had to complain at Wingstop?
Well, I went up there, and I was there like 3 minutes before my, you know, order online, go pick it up. And I got there, it was like 3 minutes to go left on my order. You know, fine, according to that. So I go in, There's a shit ton of people in there. There always is. That place just opened and they've been nonstop fucking packed.
Slammed, yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah. Everybody always wants to try the new thing.
Well, and Wingstop has a good reputation too.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people, I do like Wingstop.
Yeah. So a bunch of people in there, you know, service wasn't
great.
But it's busy. I get it.
But you're trying to be cool about it.
It's busy.
Service ain't great, but it's busy.
Yeah, cool. There's a bunch of like DoorDash people in there. You know what I mean? Like it's
trying to be cool about it.
Yeah. So finally I get my name, whatever. And she's like, all right, well, it's not up yet. So I'm like, all right. 15 minutes goes by. I'm like, damn.
You waited that long.
Yeah.
I feel an internal clock start at that time.
So I'm like,
and usually I can handle the clock.
I wonder if I can
for a while.
I can,
but then I have to say,
well, this is what I did. This is what I did. I decided, all right, well, if I can fill out a complaint on the app before I get my food, I'll fill it out.
That's not bad.
That's what happened.
That's not bad. It's like, you know what? If I can get this filled out and sent,
yeah,
by the time you get my food out here and the 12-minute interval you're lying about, 3 to 15.
I literally put in
then you're getting a bad review. If you come out here before it's done.
Well, this is the thing.
I'll close the app and walk the fuck out the door.
I literally put in the like complaint thing, like, listen, I don't know if it's if there's just too much. They don't have enough people.
Yeah, sure.
What I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But like the app told me a certain amount of time and it was twice that. If it was twice that from the beginning, that would have been fine too. You know what I mean? Like I'd just gone up 20 minutes later or whatever.
Just be honest.
I just need to like, just let me know the time.
Oh, Sunday. I was trying to think. I was in this spot not long ago. It was Sunday. Go to the doctor. Take Gabby to urgent care. She's sick. She was sick this week. She was off Tuesday. So my day off Tuesday for bereavement wasn't a day off. Because everybody's at the house just tearing shit up, destroying it. Mainly her. Me and Eric are destroying it. Mainly her. We go to the doctor. She has an appointment at 3:40. We get called back at 3:50. Finally get to see the nurse practitioner. We're there until like almost 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Doctors, like, urgent care takes for fucking ever.
Jesus Christ. Because I have to drive her back home, drop her off at her grandma's house, Erica's grandma, pick up Carly at the house, our house, run to Walgreens by 6 in Inglewood to get her script, and then run Carly home at a decent time so I don't have to hear about it from my mother. So I'm crunching time already, right? I'm like, I didn't think about this. I should have booked this earlier. I think it was the earliest one they had because I didn't book it until Saturday night, Sunday morning. So I'm sitting there, and the doctor's like, yeah, okay, you know, we'll call it into a script and stuff. Okay, great, yeah. All right, yeah, okay, thanks a lot. And then close the door. I'm like, all right, so do I sit here?
Right, are we done?
Wait, yes.
Yeah.
She didn't say, hey, I'll bring your papers right back in a minute, and then you all can go. Right. She said, thanks, have a good one. We're done. Like, she insinuated we were done.
Yeah.
But we weren't done. So I sat there and my ticker started ticking. I felt it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to be patient. 4 minutes, 7 minutes, 9 minutes, 12 minutes, 13 minutes. I'm getting up. Gabby's coughing. Dad, can we leave? Can we leave? I said, will you please just be patient? Finally, I was like, all right, 13 minutes. Got up, opened the door, peeked my head out. Doctor's like, oh yeah, I'm writing them up right now. I'm almost done. Like, okay, thanks. Sorry to be that guy, but you didn't say you were going to write something up. You didn't say he was going to come back in the room.
You have to set the expectation correctly.
Because sometimes you go to the doctor and like they'll like, especially if you have to take your clothes off, they'll like, yeah, go ahead and get your clothes and stuff back on and then just meet me out here. It's for whatever reason. So you kind of feel like maybe I was supposed to be out there and meet her out there, or maybe I was just waiting for her to come back. I don't know. She didn't say.
Right.
Love her to death, by the way. I mean, great practitioner. I've been there a couple times. She's always good with the kids. Super cool. Very cool. But I just didn't know what was going on. And now I was aggravated because Gabby's sick, not feeling good. I'm running out of time. I have to run back to Brookfield. I have to run back to Inglewood, then bend to New Carlisle, then back to Brookfield to fucking pick. You know, I'm running out of time here. I don't like to be this way. It's not about food. it's just about time in general. Like, I don't know what to do here. Like, I'm not bitching about a cookie here, but I need to fucking get out of here because I guess I have things to do tonight. And she was working on the computer, so I would give her the, you know.
She wasn't just fucking around.
Benefit of the doubt on that, too, as well, sure. But
yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that's like.
But the food thing, man, that's why
I was like, when I was at Wingstop, I wasn't like pissed off at the people. They don't have, as far as I know, they don't have any control over what time it tells me to come up there. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was bad.
Maybe that's something they can fix within the app.
That's why
you might be helping them.
That's why I was like, you know what? If I can do anything here,
I can make a difference.
I can
down the road
get on the app, file a complaint, and then I don't know, the owner or corporate or whatever goes, we have a higher amount of complaints in this area. Why is that? What can we do to fix it? That should be what that's for.
I should complain to McDonald's about the McDouble.
Yes.
When I was 18 years old, 17 years old, you drove through McDonald's, you get a McDouble and a medium fry and a medium pop, and it was $3.20.
Oh yeah, it's so expensive.
McDoubles are $3.29 now by themselves.
Yeah.
I got fucked out of a McDouble on Monday. Well, I did. The dog did, but I paid for it, so fuck him. I guess I got fucked out of it. So I'm like, maybe I should call him, or like, maybe I'll just go through the next time and be like, hey, by the way, 5 days ago you didn't give me a McDouble. But are they going to believe that?
Right.
Are they not? I don't want to be that person, but it's $4. And something else to think about. It's going to sound negative, but I'll just say it anyway. $4 to me is a lot less than $4 to those people working at the restaurant.
Sure.
Because I make more than likely substantially more than them if they're working at the window versus what I do every day. So I feel like it's petty for $4. They might feel like it's stupid, but then they might think, well, that's $4. That's a lot of money. I mean, I don't know how you look at it. That's how I look at it. I don't want to complain on the app, but if you repetitively forget shit,
man,
then you need to get better at remembering shit. So how do you do that? I don't know. Maybe leave a negative review. The person that owns the app, aka McDonald's, can probably get in there and take the reviews out, I'm sure. Unless you leave one like online, like Yelp or whatever.
Well, it wasn't even. That's but if you leave saying, a bad it, one on it, the it, app, it wasn't even a review. It was a straight complaint.
So if I can, like, maybe I should complain.
That's internally. That's not even like on the app. Like, one star, they forgot my. I didn't even do that.
You just gave a negative.
Yeah, I just literally sent them like, hey, I have a complaint.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
Don't forget my McDouble no more.
Yeah.
Like, fat dying dog went hungry that night. He don't like dry dog food.
That is like nice about like DoorDash. If you get something that's fucked up or can I got a wrong order the other day from Taco Bell, I think. Yeah, it was Taco Bell. And by the way, because of that, I tried their chicken stack, like, I don't know, the little fucking chicken cheese burrito things. They're like a few inches long. They're small.
The dippers?
Yeah. Good as fuck.
Yeah, they are good.
Good as fuck.
Yeah, they're good. I agree.
But I got someone else's order. And so it was obviously very easy to prove because they have the names and shit.
On DoorDash, you got the wrong order?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a worst case scenario, though? Like, how do they fix that? They have to go back to the store and get the shit?
No. They give you options.
I don't DoorDash. I'm too broke for that.
You can reorder. You can get credits or you can get cash.
Okay. So they get settled with you one way or the other.
Yeah. And it's, cash is, might be a couple business days or whatever.
Sure.
Credits are obviously immediately.
Instantly. Right.
And then if the store is still open, you can obviously immediately reorder if you want to. But I don't know. It wasn't a bad order. Like, and it was more than mine to begin with.
Did you just keep it?
Well, that's.
You just kept it?
Well, you keep it no matter what. They're not gonna come back and get it.
Oh, they don't take it. No. So they dropped it off.
Yeah,
you didn't know until they left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
But it doesn't matter.
Hey, that's a jackpot, though.
Exactly. I've been there. It was before. Best case scenario. I got my money back that night.
We didn't order this, but there's like six double cheeseburgers in here. So okay, great.
Well, I ordered something. It just wasn't that.
Yeah, it wasn't that. But you got was more than what you paid for.
Yeah.
So somebody got fucked, but wasn't you? I'm saying.
Look at this. Someone got more. But honestly, we both kind of made out because we both got free food.
Yeah, they got paid too.
Yeah, they got paid.
And the Dasher got paid too.
Yeah. So it's cool. Because like DoorDash, you can just fucking go in there and it's like, if you send us pictures of the wrong things or whatever it is,
you can prove it.
Yeah, you can prove it. And it's very easily provable because I have the bags literally have the receipts on the front of them. So it's like, yeah, Kathleen, I'm sorry.
They make it extremely.
This is my food now. I guess I'm trying the Cantina box tonight.
You're eating for a family of one. She's fixing a family of five and you get the family of five.
It wasn't
meal.
That much. It was clearly like,
that's nice.
I think probably a chick and her roommate or a chick and her boyfriend.
I didn't want to try these dipping burritos, but they're fucking pretty good.
They're pretty fucking
especially
good.
Especially when you didn't have to pay for them.
I tried the steak quesadilla sliders or Crunchwrap sliders.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The other day. Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are good.
I talk about for lunch. I feel like shit afterwards. I eat too much. I mean, I had 3 days off. Okay. And did nothing active at all. So knew I was going to have a rough day today, and I did. I felt pretty rough. Felt pretty shitty. I had a couple drinks the last couple days, on and off. Not a whole lot. Didn't do a lot of partying, nothing crazy. But I had had 3 days off. My grandmother, my mom's mom, passed away last Friday. 86 years old. Had the Alzheimer's and dementia mix and fell in the cafeteria and hit her head, had a couple brain bleeds, knocked her out, never woke back up. My mom was like, what do we do? Doctor's like, well, we can do brain surgery. She's like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna happen.
Probably not living, 86 year old, probably not living through that.
No. But then I started thinking about, it's time to get a little morbid. as I laugh about the situation, but I'm just being honest. Then I started thinking about like, okay, You're elderly, you fall, you hit your head, you have a brain bleed, you're knocked out, you're unconscious. They can't do anything for you. Can't do surgery. Can't really, they give you some meds to stop you from having seizures, which is what they did. But then I realized from Saturday until she passed away on Friday, you have 6 days to lay in that bed on morphine and on Ativan to keep her still. And you literally starve to death.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up way to
that sucks.
Think about it. But I start thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. They're not feeding her nothing. My mom's like, no. I was like, so my mom was like, I know. I feel bad because I'm like, I feel like they're just letting her lay there and starve to death. I was like, well, kinda. I mean, and yeah. Erica's like, yeah, well, if she wanted to eat or drink, she would get up and do it. But I said, yeah, but she can't. She can't physically do that. And she's like, yeah, what are you going to do? Pour water down her throat? She can't drink anything. She's like, the infection in your lungs, pneumonia, from trying to feed her is going to be worse than right. The situation you're in now. I was like, oh, that makes sense. I said, but yeah, but like, she said, I mean, they could do a G-tube if you want to like feed her and let her lay there. How long are you going to let her lay there and just feed her out of a G-tube?
She's never like, going to be able to not eat with that,
Yeah, I'm like, man, I don't know. She's like, she may never wake up from knocking herself out, Zach. You have to just. And then I look at like, I've talked shit about Canada and their assisted suicides a lot on the show. We've had a lot of interesting conversations about it. But I'm like, this could be an exception to the rule. Like, all right, she's not going to, nothing's going to change. Instead of letting my grandmother lay there for 6 days and basically starve to death, can we just give her a trip her up on the morphine and just say goodbye? It seems more humane.
Yeah, I
agree. Letting her lay there for 5 days and just die. I don't know. It's an awkward thing when you get to that point.
The problem is the answer is clear.
It's not clear.
No, it's not.
There's no answer. The answer is, okay, Crystal, you're the power of attorney.
Yeah.
She's your mother. What do you want to do? My mom's like, well, I'm not putting her through brain surgery. Okay, so we're just going to give her comfort care? My mom's like, yeah, that's fine. Well, then she realized that comfort care is like just keeping you high on morphine and fucking Ativan and you just let her die.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's, now you think about it, it's kind of fucked up. Anyway, so she passed Friday. I had 3 days off for bereavement. Funeral's tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow to get all that stuff out of the way. I hate that stuff. I hate death and everything that's involved with it.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's part of life. You got to do it. Part of what you do and how you do it. Which is why we didn't have a show last week. The week before, we tried to get together, and Landon lost his ID and couldn't find it, so we didn't record. I never got the ending to that story.
I still can't find it. I don't know where it's at.
Oh, we go to the bank yesterday to put some names on some bank accounts. Eric and I were getting rid of some bank accounts and putting all bank accounts into one bank account and changing some financial stuff around. Okay, we're also going to open another account, do some other things. And we get to the bank, and Eric is like, I have my ID on my phone right here. It's certified to the state of Ohio. And they're like, that don't work. She's like, it don't work? She said, no, you can't do it on your phone. She's like, yeah, but the state of Ohio certified it and all that stuff. Like, I had to wait 4 days for them to. She's like, I understand that. If you don't have your plastic physical ID, we can't do anything with your bank accounts.
Huh.
So I looked at her and I said,
where is it?
Where's your ID at? What do you think the answer was?
No idea.
Not for sure. Not mad at her. People lose shit all the time. It is what it is, especially her. But the bank just can't look at the fucking ID on the phone that has been certified by the state of Ohio and say, hey, here's the ID.
Hold on.
Here's the picture.
But also,
there's Erica Harper. There she is. Here's the fucking ID.
Also, don't you get it, though? You kind of get it.
I guess I'm missing something. What am I missing?
I don't know. It just feels like that would be something you could fake. Obviously.
Sleep with your fucking ID. Oh, come on. I'm not dealing with that. I'm not doing that. I'm not going down that path. Well, you probably faked it. Okay, I faked my ID. Look at the picture. Look at my fucking face. 225-87. You want it's my fake social too? I won't look at any of it. I'm on camera.
I didn't even know you could do that.
I'm on. Yeah, actually, it's pretty cool because you go to the bar. Can I see your ID? Flip it out. Speedway even accepts it too. Has a tap. Just tap on the thing and it dings. Huh. So you don't have to carry your ID at all. Unless you go to the bank.
You go to the bank.
Hey, we both were like, oh, it should be fine. Like, it's on the phone, right? No.
So I got a new phone.
Yeah, you got the, well, you got the same phone.
Same
phone. On insurance, got a new phone because they
don't stop charging. I went, they're like, you can get one. It's still under warranty. You can get one. I mean, they're on the 25. This is a 22. So I've had it for a while. But
you can get one for like, what'd you say, $50?
Five.
Oh, $5?
$5.
Oh, you can't beat that.
No.
I'm not buying a fucking new phone.
No way.
There's no way. I looked at mine the other day and the balance on my Verizon. I'm like, when this motherfucker's paid off, I'm done.
Yeah, dude.
Matter of fact, I might even get away from Verizon after being there for 30 some years, 27 years, whatever it may be.
God damn.
Because I pay so much to Pure Talk. It's like $70 a month for unlimited everything. Verizon, it starts at 90-something,
mm-hmm,
plus the taxes and fees. Yeah, so I'm like, I'm cutting this bitch. No, I'm not buying another fucking phone. I ain't doing it.
I went up there, and my phone's been shipped in, so I'm picking it up. We're switching it over, whatever. And he goes, you got your ID? Fuck. I was like, no.
Now you know how I feel. No, I don't. I don't. I can't find it.
So I was like, so I looked at him and I was like,
now what?
Passport work?
Close enough.
He goes, yeah, yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah, it's close enough. This is your ID.
Thank God.
So what's the plan with the ID? You can't find it.
Since I have my passport, I don't know. No, it couldn't have fallen out of my wallet. I had to have used it, not put it directly back in my wallet.
Okay, we just didn't put it back.
Yeah. So,
but it's worth nothing, so it's laying somewhere.
Yeah.
Someone would have mailed it to you by now.
Fuck, I don't know.
With a nice friendly letter saying, hey, found your ID. You're welcome, fuck. You can Venmo me $2 for the postage right here. Here's my Venmo.
Yeah, I don't know. But since I have my passport, I'm not too worried about it right now.
Yeah, because that gets you a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Good identification.
So I'm going to give it some time and maybe I don't know. Maybe I will, because you know what's going to fucking happen.
Yeah, you're going to go get a new ID made.
And it's going to, and I'll fucking find it immediately after that.
Probably.
So I'm trying to push that off and maybe find it first. It's probably not going to happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
But I have my passport, so it's not that big.
You're going to get a new ID made, and you're going to text me and be like, I found my fucking ID. Yeah. Yeah, and I got two. That's cool. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Illegal as fuck.
Yeah, shit happens. It is what it is. Yeah. We did officially hit 9,000 streams, as you said, in the intro, which was a weird intro, but we got it fixed.
Well crafted,
no expense spared. We got it fixed. So 9,058 to be exact on 120 shows. Not too terrible. We've been doing this for a couple years. It's all right. I'd like to see things a lot better and a lot different, but beggars can't be choosers is where we're at. So appreciate everybody for listening and sharing and telling their friends about the show. We thank you a lot for that.
I had two people come up to me this week.
I've had two people
last week.
Text me this week.
Last week and this week.
Are you done with the podcast?
No, you know what this was about? This is Brandon Barry and oh God. The guy that worked before I'm so bad with names.
It's not be good, Brandon Barry, and that guy that worked before the one, you know, the one, the guy that wears the shoes. That one guy has the shoes.
He's got the boots and the hair.
Yeah, he wore the
hard hat.
Yeah, he's got the cool haircut. Yeah. That guy.
He welds sometimes. No, back in where Bremer works now.
Anthony Hamill. Shout out to him.
They both listened to the Texas. The one where I talked about
my African person. Oh, the Texas episode? It was an interesting episode.
Oh, fuck.
Not every day you hear a podcast where people are talking about prostitutes, but here we are. Hey, I think it's one of my favorite ones.
I'm a very vulnerable
person on this show. I got a lot going on all the time. I got kids. I got a wife. I got a lot going on all the time, okay? I got stories for days. Drugs, sex, rock and roll, you name it. I can tell it. I don't get very good story. I don't get like great stories out of you that I think are like, oh, that's over the top. That's intriguing. And then when you tell them, such as the African queen thing, it was
a good time.
I love it. I'm sure it was. I was like, yeah, great.
That was only like 6 months ago.
We need more stories like that. I know it feels like 6 weeks, by the way.
It feels like 6 years for me. He's going into, little D1's going into first grade.
I'm not telling. Oh, goddamn. I'm not telling you why I'm laughing, but you know why I'm laughing. It's like been 6 years for me. Well, assuming you haven't had any Black Queen since then, maybe it would feel like a long time. Maybe you should hit the local strip club. Try that out. It worked for you last time. Maybe you should try it again.
There's this place down the road.
There's this place down the street. Fuck you, Shock. We're not going to Diamonds tonight.
Oh, Diamonds.
I'll drive. Fuck. Fuck.
It's buy one, get one free night.
We have some beer left in the fridge from last night. Fuck.
Just getting twisted, huh?
Let me take a shower. We're on our way. We call it a church. He's there all the time, every Sunday.
Get right with the Lord on Sunday.
We got him for free, and we'd always sit and talk to the girls and watch them hustle old men out of money. It was actually interesting to watch. It was always fun. Shout out to the people that got a hold of me about Luke Shower. Couldn't find anything on him on the internet. Probably better off that way. I looked myself, found nothing.
But who's Luke Shower?
Remember the guy, my mom with the bullying story where I beat the kid up on the school bus?
Yeah.
I hate Zach Harper. Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to 119. You'll learn quickly. I actually had somebody text me like, hey, was his cousin so-and-so? I'm like, yes. He's like, yeah, they were all motherfuckers. I'm like, yes, they were. Shout out to
the whole family of assholes.
Shout out to Dietz for asking me who his cousin was. I was like, yeah, that's his cousin. They definitely had the last name. Same guy. Yes. Yeah, so we haven't been here for 3 weeks. It's kind of weird. Like 2 weeks ago, you couldn't find your ID. Last week, the grandma situation's going on, and I've got the funeral tomorrow. Saturday, we're going skating. Supposed to go to Papado's Saturday evening for date night. Kind of excited about that. I haven't been there in a while. I guess I feel like it's like tax season, so everybody's going to be down there spending their money, including
tax
me.
Tax season was last month.
No, it's not. Come on.
Yes. The people that really want their taxes get it done immediately.
Okay, that's true. But there'll be plenty of people there that'll be burning their tax money that don't have the money to eat expensive dinners.
Yeah, I'm sure. That
like me and Erica. Like Erica and I. Same idea. Let's go. Hey, let's go burn some of this tax money and just go fucking eat it on an expensive ass steak and some. What the fuck should you eat? Them stupid things in the shell, oysters.
Ugh. Oh, you like them?
You like them?
Well, cooked oyster Rockefeller. My cousin made it. Like the whole fucking kit and caboodle. We went and bought oysters.
Can't
and,
even try it. I'm not even trying.
Smoked them.
Not even trying.
And yeah, for sure. They look
No.
Horrible.
They smell just as bad. But I gave Erica a little pointer because I watched her eat one last time. She opened a thing. Slurped it. I was like, I'm not going to lie to you. She's like, you're disgusting.
You ever seen that video?
If I couldn't smell it and see it, watching you do that kind of turned me on a little bit.
There's this black chick in the passenger seat and this white dude in driving.
Yeah.
And he gives her a can of Coke and he asks her to open it. And so she fucking shakes it real hard. And he goes, don't you fucking, and she fucking pops it open and then catches it all. Yeah. And he goes,
you know what he say?
Why don't you do that to me?
Yeah, why don't you do that to me? I have seen that. Now that you say that, yeah, she shakes it and sucks it off all the time.
It's an old video, but it's funny as fuck.
It's great. Yeah.
Do that to me.
Yeah, that's good. That's funny.
Oh, man.
I told Eric, I'm like, oh, I don't know why. It kind of turns me on. She's like, fucking disgusting. I mean, you say that now, but then when I eat Oyster certain Rockfell things in front of her, it turns her on. I mean, I don't know on purpose, but like, I'll eat stuff and I'll look at her.
You just eat papaya all the time?
No, I'll eat something like suck on my fingers or something, and she'll be across the table and just look at me and be like, oh, I'm a pig? Okay. Yeah. Goes both ways. But that's fucking gross. It's a shell with a muscle thing in it with a bunch of snot, and it stinks like a dirty vagina, and you just crack that thing open and suck it. Ugh.
I've never had one raw.
No fucking way, dude. I mean, apparently they have really good ones there. Probably. They're not cheap. Probably. And they're a seafood spot, so they probably have decent seafood connections. They probably have good ones. I don't doubt it, but I'm not into it. But she's like, my dad wants to keep Gabby's every night. Okay. That's nothing new. He tries to keep her every fucking night. Yeah, you want to go to dinner Saturday night? Have like a date night? Oh, hell yeah. Because you know what comes after date night?
Sex.
Not always. We at least end up in our bed together. Depending on how much we ate, how much we drank.
Well, you know what's coming up.
Depending on if I said something to make somebody mad.
You know what's coming up.
What?
March 15th.
It's next Saturday. I don't know what's going on March 15th.
That's Steak and Blowjob Day.
Is that a real day?
Look it up. Google what is March 15th.
Let's hope
do
she
it
doesn't,
on your phone, not the computer.
Let's so hope you, she doesn't listen to the show. But we're going to do it on March 8th. So we're going to try to celebrate Saturday. She doesn't know this yet.
Seriously.
I'm going to look it up. So Landon says, you know what? Even better. I put this in notes. And I want to mention it for all the people that are listening to the show, all 7 or 9 of you, however many listen every week. It was a pun to ourselves. AI is getting really good. You can download the Grok app, Grok. You can also get Grok on your X app, which I use a lot. And we've used Grok several times. Use AI. We're making old fashions.
Now that Elon's doing it, Zach's all in.
Of course. I like Elon. He's a good guy. I think he's doing great things. And if you want to go into the State of the Union / address the Congress speech.
I only made it like 15 minutes.
We gladly can.
I had to get out.
Because I watched it and I... anyway, so AI is getting really good. Download the Grok app on your phone. You can ask it questions. It'll tell you anything. So we was making old fashions 2 weekends ago. And with Angel's Envy, the rye, the good stuff. We even bought the good ingredients. Okay, not the cheap bourbon, not the cheap cherries. I don't like cherries. Unless I'm eating off of Erica. And then we have like the nicer ingredients. And we made one and it was too fucking strong. And I told Grok it was too strong. And it was like, are you sure you put the water in there? Oh, we forgot to distill it with the water. Put the water in there, so fix it. So AI is getting really good. So I've been using AI for a lot of things, asking questions about cars, about dinner, about ingredients, even about your sex life. You can ask Grok about anything, and it will tell you what's going on. It's crazy. It's my favorite thing. Erica makes fun of me because I walk around the house, and she'll ask me a question. I'm like, oh, no. Let me ask Grok. You're in that fucking AI. I said, yeah, but I bet it's right every time. Her dad bought a fucking 2023.
This is how you get trained.
C8, the new Corvette with the fucking motor in the back. And I'm going to know about how fast they are, what they cost, what the package means. He got the Stingray R. What does that mean? I don't know what the fuck that means. What does it mean? Get on Wikipedia? No, fuck Wikipedia. We're going to get on Grok. Told me everything I need to know about the car last night. So we're going to ask about, what's Grok? Let's ask right now. You said March 15th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is so special about March 15th? I should put it in voice mode so it'll talk back to me. Few notable historical cultures, historical events, so modern observations, random fun facts. Nothing is standout is happening March 15th. What day is Steak and Blowjob Day in the United States? It's going to lose its mind when I ask this question. Answer, it's coming. In the United States, Steak and Blowjob Day is an unofficial satirical holiday, typically observed on March 14th.
That was 15th.
You said 15th. It's showing 14th here.
Well, maybe I'm wrong about that.
It occasionally gets linked to other dates like March 20th, dubbed Steak and Knobber Day by a DJ in 1988. But March 14th is the most commonly recognized date in the U.S. It's not an official holiday. Its celebration is largely tongue-in-cheek, often just debated for its implications rather than formal observation. For 2025, that lands on a Friday.
Because
and then ton of tweets right here. March 14th, Steak and BJ Day. Look it up. By Miss Tiffany. I'll send you her at. You can get a hold of her. Maybe she'll help you out. Somebody says, no, Steak and Blowjob Day is not a real thing. Somebody else says, also reminder, Blowjob Steak Day is March 14th. Looks like I've got the 14th here. Here's the what the fuck facts. Says March 14th is celebrated as Steak and Blowjob Day. So I guess it's March 14th according to this.
Okay, March 14th.
It's on a Friday.
Yeah, because Valentine's Day is
February 14th. That would make more sense. Yeah. I'm not going to say anything else about it. I won't get in trouble. But maybe mine will be March 8th. We don't know. The Papado's got good steak.
Why not both?
Papado's got great steak.
Shoot for the stars, dude.
Yeah, that's too much. Married kids. That's a lot. You're asking a lot. Let's not bend the rules here. Okay, let's not ruin.
You're trying to bend the rules. What are you talking about?
No, you said twice. I said once.
You're trying to do it beforehand.
We did celebrate Valentine's Day.
You can't celebrate Christmas on the 23rd.
I did buy her a nice set of flowers. That's probably going to cost. That cost more than the steak. Seems fair.
With it, what's a dozen roses cost?
I don't know. I didn't buy her that. I bought her dozen roses with the extra stuff on the outside. A dozen roses normally, I think, is only like $40 or $50.
I was going to say, but
you get
bucks.
The extra shit, and you get the card, and you get the Valentine's Day special.
You're $100.
You might as well just drop a C note, as they say, right? C note's $100.
Box of chocolate for $30, and you're on your way.
Look, $100 steak sounds good, but you don't. Yeah, you do know me. I'll take the $25 Applebee's steak and the other thing that comes with it over the $100 steak all day long.
100%.
I'll take the goddamn Salisbury steak at the frozen section of the McMackens.
That's too far. Those are gross.
And, oh, I'll still eat it.
Those are gross.
Especially if you can do them both together. It's disgusting. I'm sorry, Ryan. Ryan Holderman, their stepbrother's like, are you bringing the podcast back? Well, we're back, and now I'm talking about his sister. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to. Landon brought it up, okay?
This guy's just fucking over here banging your sister.
No, don't say that out loud.
All the time.
You're ruining it. I'm texting him right now.
He talks more about it when we're not on the podcast.
What can I say? I love her. But I'm going to text him right now. I'm like, don't listen this week. It's terrible. Oh, by the way, did you know that?
Banging your sister episode.
You should tell your wife next Friday is... Landon recommended
this new holiday. Stay a blowjob now.
I've heard it before, but it's not it's like you said, it's not an official.
Yeah, obviously.
It's just a funny, observable thing that probably happens for some dudes. Most men does not
100%.
Happen. You never get those two to line up together. Very rarely.
No.
Very rarely.
There's very few women out there that know steak and blowjob day are on their way, on its way.
Correct. Very rarely. And if Erica listens, she's going to know. And next Friday, I'm not getting either one of them because
who knows? Knows. Who knows?
I'll update you next week on if we can celebrate Saturday early, I guess. I don't know. Fuck. Why'd you bring that shit up?
Oh, you man. You
get me in more trouble than I.
That's all right. I got a.
It is funny. I do find it comical that someone has made up this actual day. And if you get on X,
and it kind of stuck.
Yeah, it kind of stuck. You get on X and you look it up. I mean, there's plenty of stuff about it. It's a real thing. A lot of people do, you know, I say a lot of people follow it or do it, but a lot of people do, you know, they know what it is. They observe it.
Well, a lot of people celebrate dumb holidays that don't exist.
Valentine's Day is a dumb holiday. We all fucking celebrate that shit. It's dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
You agree? I think
so. I mean, I never celebrated
sweet, so. Sweetest Day came and gone. I'm like, what the fuck is... What? Today's Sweetest Day, did you know that? I was like...
That,
am I in trouble or not? I don't know what that is.
We needed more holidays to sell candy, I'll tell you that much.
And flowers. We also need more holidays to celebrate oral sex and eating cows.
Exactly. See, that seems like a good holiday, though.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Same idea.
It's healthy. Protein.
That's disgusting.
That fucking burp was disgusting.
I'm sorry for that. And I can say it's disgusting because that shit's gross. Thank God I'm not a woman and I have to deal with that. This just stinks. It stinks. It smells like fucking Cascade or Tide, and it's just gross and slimy. And it's like a fucking it's like a fucking oyster. It's gross. Next time you eat an oyster, think about semen. You disgusting
people.
I've
only ever eaten it once. Calm down.
What, semen or the oyster? Disgusting. I've never eaten either one. I never fucking will. I probably have inadvertently eaten one of them. I didn't mean to. It's just the way it happened. Why are you laughing? It's just the way it happened.
Is kissing a little bit too early?
Well, didn't mean that to happen that way. That seemed kind of salty. Spitting it out. That's just gross. I mean, hats off to the girls that choose to.
Oh, my God. Man, that's you're not helping yourself on that.
It's gross. I don't know how people do it.
I'll even have to change the conversation to...
It stinks and it's gross. But the taste of semen. I hope your children aren't listening. You're not supposed to. This is explicit. It says it on your Spotify and Apple podcast, you fuckers.
I watched...
Yeah, please.
I watched a new comedy special last night.
I'm looking for something to change the subject. Oh. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. I listened to Andrew Schultz's new comedy special last night.
I saw that on the Netflix before we came down here on Spencer's TV.
Number two right now, trending.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Phenomenal.
Good?
Phenomenal.
Funny? Okay, I'm about to watch that tonight.
It starts a little
slow. I'll put it in my phone right now.
Starts a little slow.
Okay.
But especially if you're a dad.
I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Twice over.
Yeah. But it's fucking hilarious. I was cry laughing.
I will watch it tonight because I got to do some dishes and I got to get my outfit and shit laid up for tomorrow before Gabby goes to bed.
And then I saw when we got here, guess who's Rogan's episode got released today? Andrew Schultz.
Oh, Andrew Schultz?
Yeah.
Did you see who was in Rogan's studio this evening?
Who?
I don't even want to tell you. I want you to find out on your own and be like,
oh, I got to check Instagram.
I can't believe you didn't see it on his ex. He posted a little video on his ex of where he was. And I was like, holy shit. This is going to be a great episode. Now, the guy's out there, and he's got some problems. He's a great follow on X, though. And if Rogan gets him on, they do an interview, it's going to be amazing. Tell me who it is.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
He's not all there. He's pretty wild. He's a great follow on X. He's been talking for
weeks. I had two guesses.
The first one, you're going to get it right. And I'm just going to tell you right now, if it does happen, it's going to be fucking awesome.
So let me just clarify. This will. Oh, no, I don't even want to see it.
Here's the video.
I don't even want to see it.
Here's the video. Is it Kanye? No, Kanye's been on there and he's canceled now. He wears Nazi shirts. Can't have him on.
Oh, he has been on there.
Yeah, he was on there once and it was a bunch of gibberish.
But someone who hasn't been on.
Great X follow. Never been on. Gonna be a crazy conversation because the guy is so fucking out there, but he's so funny. It's gonna be awesome. I cannot wait. I'm surprised that didn't drop today. You said Andrew Schultz dropped today?
Yeah.
I didn't look. I was listening to the Bill Murray one was good.
I didn't listen to that one.
No? Billy Corgan.
Actually, I haven't listened to one in a while.
I was finishing up Billy Corgan today, Smashing Pumpkins. That one's good. He's a smart dude. This Ian Carroll guy was next, and he is a independent researcher talking about the pedophile rings and stuff.
I've seen clips on something else.
So Schultz loaded up, but tomorrow, I'm telling you, if it posts.
Who the fuck are you?
He's a great ex-follow. He's not all there.
You said the same things.
I'm not going to tell you no more because it'll give it away.
You got to give me a little bit
but
more.
But he's bragging about being on Rogan because I'm like, this is going to be such a great show. Because this guy is so fucking out there and he's so fucking funny. His ex shit is so funny. All the time. It's funny. He got his head into politics this year randomly. And everybody was like, what the fuck? Why is he backing Trump and like showing up at rallies and shit and signing autographs? This is crazy. I can't believe you haven't seen this.
Is it an actor?
No, it's an athlete. I can't believe you don't know this yet. I saw this. I was like, this is going to be so fucking great. I text my brother and Joe. I said, wait till this motherfucker's on Joe Rogan. It's going to be so good.
Is he an offensive lineman?
Wide receiver.
No.
Antonio Brown? Yes. He tweeted today. This is the video from Rogan Studios. He's supposed to be on Rogan. Yeah, they recorded the show, I think, today. Yeah, he's there. He's fucking there. Look, this is him at the studio.
No way.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. One of the best followers on Twitter and X is Antonio Brown, AB84. He said an hour ago, I'll be talking about my unriggable coin launch on Joe Rogan Day on Focus. Bring what you got. And then he posted a picture, and then he posted something about Elon Musk, and he posted Rogan is cracker of the day 5 hours ago. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
He's really going to have him on to talk about his crypto coin?
What is a random topic me and Joe Rogan should talk about tomorrow, 17 hours ago? I'm telling you. Tomorrow, they're going to post the fucking Antonio Brown, Joe Rogan interview.
It's going to break
the fucking internet. I can't wait. I don't either, but I think it's going to happen.
I don't believe it.
I think you should believe it because I think it's going to happen.
Sounds like he's trying to pump and dump some crypto. That's why I don't believe it.
It's possible. But I think it's going to happen.
I mean, we'll see. I'll definitely listen to it if it happens.
He posted Elon. He said, bro, got the fresh fade and about to create baby 15 because some blonde chick was with him.
Oh, God.
At the thing. He called him nigga of the day. So stupid.
What was that last one that came out? Said she was, did she had his kid?
Like a porn star
or something?
No, the conservative chick. Was it Ashley something? She's a conservative podcaster, whatever. Against sleeping around when you're not married and stuff. And next thing you know, she's like, oh, I'm having Elon's baby.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whoops.
That's crazy.
I mean, I guess maybe it's hard not to sleep with the richest man on the planet, even though you have your values. I don't know.
I get the thought process behind having a kid of someone with that much money. Or with a lot of money. I understand the thought process. Yeah, that's totally against.
She's instantly set for life.
Yeah.
For the rest of her life.
But you had to sacrifice your morals for it.
He was correct. He was renting her a $15,000 townhouse when they were dating for a while. All of this is now coming out. The truth is coming out, obviously. Okay. But yeah, Elon's got 14 or 15 kids now. I like Elon, but there's certain things I don't agree with. But then again, I'm not worth $350 billion. So maybe I would look at the world a little differently if I had that much money. I don't know. If I had that much money, maybe me and Erica would try to have 15 fucking kids. I don't know. Possibly. Why not? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't like his cars or trucks very much.
You're a hater. Why you got hate on Tesla?
But
I kind of want a Tesla. I'm going to lie to you.
I don't think they look good.
Well, I see videos of people jumping in their Model Y little SUV and just hitting an address and just sitting there and just driving them to the destination. I need that. Erica's like, I have to drive an hour to Cincinnati. I have to drive an hour back 3 days a week. I'm like, that sucks, but I got a solution.
Just hit a button.
She's like, we're not buying Tesla.
Damn.
What if we trade the Jeep in or just sell it outright and go get you a used Model Y? I'll get a 220 converter in the garage. You only have to charge it once a week. You drive it back and forth to work 3 times a week. And then you can literally just push a button.
Charge more than that, probably.
I think it's like 300. And she drives.
It doesn't get what they say it gets.
She drives 360. So twice a week, maybe. Cost like, I think, $9 to charge the car, $12 to charge it. So if you're doing that and you have autopilot, you just get in the morning. You can get up in the morning and you can get on your phone or your watch and hit preheat and it'll just heat the car. And then you get in the car and just hit the button.
How long do these batteries last in these cars?
They're warranted for, I think, 7 to 10 years. I think that's right.
I don't know.
I'm not going to keep it that long. But anyway, you get the car.
There's the problem. That's car. Part of the problem right there.
You get the car. I was like, all you got to do is just get in there and click work. It'll drive you to work. I'm like, you have to touch the steering wheel every like minute or two. Just make sure the car knows you're there.
Yeah.
I'm like, but then you can just, you know, do your makeup on the way to work and talk to your friends and drive and not, you know, have to do nothing. She's like, no. Like, well, I'm just telling you, this is not, it's not a bad gig if you look, you know, across the board. It's not terrible.
I don't know. I don't like them.
A lot of people don't. I think the new one is nice. I saw a new one on the highway, the new Model Y. They made it look a little more sportier, a little lower to the ground. I think it looks pretty good. But everybody has their different opinions on electric cars. We can argue that all day long.
Let's
talk. I have friends that love my friends that hate them.
Let's talk about Saturday. About what the world is talking about.
This Saturday?
Yeah. Last Saturday.
Last Saturday.
John Cena. Man.
I don't know.
That shit was wild.
Carly and I both were completely shocked and all. She looked at me, I looked at her, I was like. Of course, I had been drinking, but I was like, what the hell just happened?
She's like, crazy.
Is John Cena a bad guy now? I said, well, yeah.
Yeah.
On his last run through the WWE, he's a bad guy?
Or is it his last run?
I think it is.
Heels lie all the time. He's a heel. And you know what? He has been dropping hits for a while.
About being a heel?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, he's been.
What do you do that make you feel that
just
way?
Just saying that he's going to be in the Elimination Chamber because he deserves it, that's like a heel move.
That's a heel move. I deserve it. Heel move. You're right.
It for sure is. And when right. he said it.
That's a heel move.
You're I think right. I probably felt like everyone else, which is, well, that's kind of lame, but.
Lame, but okay, whatever.
I get don't it, think I guess. That he's a heel.
And then that happens. We haven't even talked about this. You and I haven't talked about no. it at all, have we?
No.
No. And then.
We texted a little bit that night just saying.
Yeah, but what happened shit. Happened. And I was like.
You watched the whole thing, I assume?
The whole fucking thing.
You're fucking fully in.
I'm sucked back into wrestling.
It's WrestleMania season, baby.
Now, hold on. Let me explain why. Hold on. First of all, football is gone. That's depressing.
Yeah.
Second of all, YouTube TV was like $110 a month, taxes, fees, and all. And Erica's like, do you watch this? I was like, well, I watch Fox News in the evenings sometimes. She said, sometimes. She said, don't you listen to 3 hours of podcasts?
Racing sometimes.
Every day that tell you everything you need to know about what's going on in the political world? I said, yes. She said, do you need it?
No.
No. Now, NASCAR is on, but I went and bought an antenna at Walmart to get all the local channels.
I have like 60 channels.
Well, I want to say the races coming up after this week are on
digital or something else.
Yeah, Amazon, I think.
Okay, we have Amazon.
So
so I bought this digital antenna.
Right.
Right. Makes like a picks up within X amount of miles from your house, HD, whatever.
I don't even think it.
We end up having like 60 channels on there. I don't give a fuck about any of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However,
a lot of it's like PBS type shit.
However, channel 757 is Cops 24/7.
Oh, that's a good channel.
Me and Gabby are tuned in.
That's a good channel.
We love Cops. That kid learns more about life watching Cops than I could ever teach her.
Oh, yeah.
They'll pull a guy over and he's like bug eyed and shit. And she's like, Dad, I think he's on drugs. I said, I'd say so.
Yeah.
She's like, what do you think they're going to find in the car? I said, I don't know, probably meth. She said, you think they'll find meth and maybe that other one? I said, what other one? She's like, I don't know. Maybe they'll find that weed. Maybe they'll find weed. I said, well, weed now is not that big of a deal. Back in the day, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
In 04, you know, in Florida or whatever. We watched Cops a lot. But anyway, so I got the antenna. But anyway, so I canceled the TV. So why am I still watching wrestling? Well, two reasons. One, I bought Peacock.
Sure.
Because it was at my mom's watching the WrestleMania, and it was on Peacock.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have to get Peacock. It's $9 a month. I got this.
Uh-huh.
So I bought Peacock. So Elimination Chamber is also on Peacock. And then we have Netflix. Raw is on Netflix.
Raw is on
so
Netflix.
I'm like, of course I'm going to watch wrestling because I get to watch both of these. I get all the pay-per-views, plus I get the fucking the Raw on Netflix.
You not get USA on
I'm going to start watching again. No, I don't watch the other show. What's the other show?
SmackDown.
Yeah, I never really watched that one anyway. So we watched Elimination Chamber. It was a good. I thought it was good. I thought the women's match was cool. Men's match was cool. The ending was crazy.
Sami Zayn versus KO was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good overall. I'm like, that's worth my $9 this month for sure.
Yeah.
Considering I have to rip illegally stream UFC to even watch the fights. So at least I get my $9 worth of wrestling.
You get WrestleMania in a couple months.
Yeah, it was a fucking no-brainer. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. I mean, so, WrestleMania is $100
man,
program.
Pretty
wild to see. Then the beat down after with the blood and stuff. I'm like,
Travis Scott
wrestling is back.
Smacked the fuck out of Cody.
Travis Scott sucks. Why is he out there?
Everyone was saying that.
Erica's like, why is Travis Scott there? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not for sure what he does. I don't know. She's like, is he like trying to rebrand his image because he killed all the people at the concert?
I was listening to Ariel Helwani talk about it.
Yeah.
And he said he was sitting there watching with his son, I think, like 12-year-old son or something. And he was like, and he was more pumped about Travis Scott being out there than anything else.
Okay, so there's a good reason why Travis Scott's out there, because the younger
appeal to the kids maybe a little bit more
like that. I don't know.
Although he's a heel,
he's right,
and
he's up the rocks, who's a bad guy.
Well, no, if they do something with it,
it's fair.
If they do something with him down the road, then it makes sense,
right?
And maybe right now, all of us were sitting there like, why is fucking Travis Scott out there?
Why is Travis Scott there?
We're all saying
that's not even his song that they're playing. This guy's a musician.
Yeah, especially when he walked out first, you're like, what is happening right now?
What the hell is going on? Why the fuck is this motherfucker there? But the ending was crazy. Elimination
Chambers were good, though.
So yes, they were. So John Cena wins the match. Cody Rhodes is out there, and The Rock wants his soul. Cody Rhodes tells you, go fuck off, and then The Rock gives Cena the... I didn't know what was going on. I saw him do this sign, and I saw Cena give him that face, I was like, no.
You know what's funny?
No!
We were talking about this exact thing happening.
They did.
Because I guess my buddy Brandon had read something that basically...
This was going to happen?
This was
one
of the theories that could happen, but they thought it was going to happen at WrestleMania.
Right.
So we were like, oh, yeah, he literally told me the plot idea or whatever. I was like, oh yeah, that'd be good.
So now it's
and then it literally happened like 15 minutes later. We're like, oh fuck.
So clear this up for me. So WrestleMania is going to be Jey Uso, which I'm now a fan of. I can't not like that guy.
Yeah,
I can't not like that guy. Every time he comes out, Gabby's in the living room going like this.
Yeah.
And Eric is like,
Jesus. Adam's doing it all around the shop.
Adam is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got
to
do
all
it for
in
him.
Now.
I know he's a wrestling fan. Yeah, I like him.
So, he's a huge wrestling fan.
Really?
Oh, a huge wrestling fan.
I'm about to go to his house, hang out, watch wrestling.
Bro, we talk about fucking Raw every week.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So Uso is fighting Gunther, obviously. Okay, that's been set. Cena fights Cody for the title.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock's going to have to be there somehow. Yeah, I told Carly, I said, The Rock's going to be a referee, or he's going to be on the side of the ring. He's going to be involved because he's involved with this.
Yeah.
He's going to be involved with WrestleMania. It's going to happen. Yeah, I don't know what.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the cool thing. But it's like, we don't know what. And then fucking Io Sky?
Io Sky fucking...
Won last night?
Yes, Monday night.
Monday night against Rhea.
Beat Rhea Ripley?
Yeah.
Erica's like, I kind of like that girl. It's Rhea Ripley. She's like, yeah, I like her. I'm like...
She's a beast.
Me too.
Mommy.
And I was like, wait a minute, the Asian chick. Oh, never mind. So I was like, well, what are they going to do with this? Because she can't lose.
Well,
she lost the title. Now this is
like she gets her rematch, but does she get it before WrestleMania? And then does Bianca have to? When's Bianca gonna choose who she's gonna?
Yeah,
which title she's gonna go after?
Hey, people hate on wrestling. It's fake as fuck. It's scripted for months out. Erica's like, you know
sometimes.
What?
Sometimes
this is just like a fucking soap opera for men.
They also pivot at the last minute.
Exactly
too.
What it is. It's a soap opera for men. I was like, you know how you watch that Love Is Blind thing where these two people talk for days and weeks behind this wall, and then they get engaged. I said that is the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard in my life. Even though the show sucks me in sometimes. It's a stupid.
Oh, listen,
it's a stupid show.
I'm sure you saw all those clips of that one dude who saw his wife or his girlfriend, whatever she was, fucking some other dude on camera, and they just all sat there and watched it.
I don't think so. No,
his name was like Miguel. I'm
not that into it.
Well, it was a big social media thing.
I missed that part. I saw it. Okay. Well, I missed that part. But a lot of it's stupid and corny. The show,
yeah.
It's dumb, probably scripted. Okay,
right.
A lot of wrestling is stupid and corny.
Yeah, on purpose.
Probably scripted. Okay. But a lot of it is also fun to watch. It's entertaining.
It's just entertaining.
Period. I'm like, so people hate on wrestling? It's okay to hate on wrestling. You don't have to watch wrestling. I got plenty of friends that listen to the show that think wrestling is stupid.
It's a storyline that...
It's catchy.
Essentially never ends.
I love it. I get into it.
Just continues and continues.
I love it.
Different stories start and end.
Nonstop.
But...
People come in, people go out,
the entirety of the whole thing never ends.
No.
And it has real physical consequences.
Sure. And then it's got some kind of a little bit of a music incorporation into it.
It's got everything.
With the visuals and the effects.
And as a fan, you can affect what happens.
Sure.
The reason The Rock and...
people don't understand this.
Roman Reigns...
People don't understand this part.
...didn't wrestle at last WrestleMania is because the fans...
They didn't want it.
...forced their hand.
Yeah, they didn't want it. Roman Reigns sucks. I've been saying it for years. I'll die on that hill. He's terrible.
He's all right.
I mean, he just comes and goes. Where's he at now? Why isn't he around? What is he supposed to be doing? Didn't him and The Rock, didn't mm-hmm. they talk a couple weeks ago?
I mean, listen.
He comes in and goes. I don't know
if they actually talk. He's been like back a little bit here and there, but yeah, he's not like in it yet.
Oh, the best night of elimination.
They're probably trying to figure out where they can fit him in.
It was crazy. Me and Carly are bonding over wrestling, okay? We don't bond a lot over much because she's into basketball. I'm not super athletic, not very into basketball, though I support her and go to every single game. We only see each other 5-6 days of the month. It's really hard to bond over anything. Wrestling is our thing.
Right.
When fucking Randy Orton's music kicked in, both of us were like, yes! Randy Orton's back! Like, holy shit! We were both, I mean, super excited. She loves Randy Orton. I'm not a huge fan of him, but like, The crowd pop from that.
Okay. KO's crazy. Although this.
The crowd pop from him was crazy.
For Randy?
Oh, man. I watched that over and over on my Twitter. I'm like, dude, they fucking love that guy. Well, they've loved him for years. He's been a big deal in wrestling for a long time. I started wrestling in like
2004 or something.
Hell yeah. This is fucking cool. Randy Orton's back. And then I was like, wait a minute. Did he leave? What happened? So I looked him up. Apparently, he did fuck up his neck.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens gave him a pile driver and fucked his neck up. That's what I saw.
I don't, well. Yeah,
well, it's a true story or not. That's what they told everybody. He fucked his neck up. Yeah. It looked legit.
Or how real
it actually
was.
Looked real.
He's been giving that package powerbomb to a bunch of people, though.
He's been out for months.
Like that was
a long time.
That was the whole storyline between him and Sami Zayn was Sami Zayn came out.
Trying to ruin his career. The career thing.
When he was going for the championship against Cody, but Sammy likes both, so he took it as a slight, and then he gave him a package powerbomb, tried to end Sammy's career, so Sammy's pissed off. So,
yeah. Sami Zayn's a great wrestler, and I think Kevin Owens is a good wrestler, and they're entertaining. Both of them are. Yeah. That match was pretty good. But when Orton's music came on, I was like, holy shit.
Part of the problem is Randy Orton's here. Sammy's like always in and out of these like friendships.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I feel like they don't have a good storyline for him.
How many times can you say you're not friends with Kevin Owens and then fight each other?
He needs a new storyline.
Although the presentation for that match with everything darker was cool.
It was good.
It was cool shit. Yeah.
They did a good job on that. The whole Elimination Chamber, the whole pay-per-view, I thought.
Yeah, the whole pay-per-view was really good.
It was entertaining. I liked it.
Absolutely.
You don't have to like wrestling to, you know, necessarily get into it, but it's entertaining. It's something to do. Like I said, on Monday nights, we watch Netflix, and then we watch the pay-per-views on Peacock. So the Daytona 500 happened while we were gone. It has been a long. And then Atlanta. Has it been that happened?
I don't know.
Been that long.
I don't know.
We just didn't talk about it. Did we talk about it last show?
I don't remember.
I don't know. This show, I tell you something.
COTA was this weekend, and it was fucking.
I didn't watch any of it.
It was great.
Because I didn't have TV.
Oh, man, dude.
I didn't pick up. I didn't even try.
I think this
I was
is
busy Sunday. So.
For the second time ever, I bet on NASCAR. There's just not a lot of options. And
sure. No. I agree.
It's tough.
No. Sure.
So I was like, I'll just look. So I looked.
You bet on the COTA race?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was an option for a bunch of different, you get two drivers to win. And so you have two chances, you know, to get a win. Right. So I picked the driver I root for and
William Byron?
No.
No.
Lenny.
Yeah.
And then along with it happened to be Kyle Busch. That motherfucker was winning the race until six laps to go. Got passed by Christopher Bell.
Didn't Bell win it again?
Yeah. I was like, motherfucker. I went in the street. So
it was a road race, wasn't it?
Yeah, COTA. Circuit of the Americas is in Austin or outside Austin.
Were they racing this week?
Phoenix, Arizona.
That's not a bad track, I guess.
Yeah, it sucks, actually.
Thanks for being honest.
It's not. it's great. Like Penske, my driver drives for Penske.
Sure.
They're always good at Phoenix. They're always better at Phoenix than everyone else. So, like.
Maybe we'll get lucky.
For me, it's like, hell yeah, this is a good track. But it's also going to be a boring race, probably.
I'm going to see if I can pick it up, but I got a lot of things to do Sunday.
Phoenix is one of the tracks that, like, if you're going to skip one.
Really?
Go ahead.
Tomorrow's just
check in every once in a while. You know what I mean? But, like.
Tomorrow's the funeral and stuff for grandma. And I have to go pick up my Cadillac because I'm getting the windows tinted.
Putting 24s on it?
Not yet. It won't fit. 22s will.
Okay.
Just get
a lift kit.
A couple sets up. No, don't do that. I looked at a couple sets of the DTS wheels, which are like the newer Cadillac DeVille, but it's called a DTS. It's a same size car. The bolt right up, and they had a couple chrome factory options that look great. So I found a couple of those, and I'd like to get some of those maybe by summertime. But the windows are getting tinted. I'm dropping it off tonight at Ironclad Window Tint in Inglewood. You want to get your car done? Go there. Because I got it quoted at $390-something.
Yeah.
With the window tint special, the tax time special, it was like $350-something. He's like, but if you bring me cash, I was like, cash it is.
Okay.
$320? Speak to me.
So save $30?
With the windshield tint and all the windshield and everything? Completely dope boyed out? Absolutely. Take my money.
You're definitely getting pulled over in that thing.
Let's hope not. That's why I don't carry drugs around with me, so we're good. But anyway, the funeral is tomorrow, and I got to pick the Cadillac up. And then Gabby has a tubing thing at New Paris Tubing, so I have to go tubing tomorrow night, snow tubing. I don't know. We'll see.
Ain't it supposed to be warmer?
42. It's fake snow. They make the snow at the place.
Well, it's real snow. It's just artificially made, right?
Not going to go that well, I can tell you that. I'm so out of shape, I can't even walk over to tie my tube to the chain to pull me up the hill.
I was
going to
say, it drags you up the thing, doesn't it?
It's going to be 46 tomorrow. They're still doing it. We'll see what happens.
Fairly warm, I feel like.
I don't know. Maybe it'll melt off. I don't know. I don't want to go. So maybe I'll get out of it. Saturday we
so
got
you're going to a slip and slide tomorrow. Got it.
Sounds like it. Yeah, from 5 to 7. Saturday we've got skating, and then we're gonna go to dinner, and then have our date night. We're gonna celebrate March 14th on March 8th. She just don't know it yet. We'll see what happens. And then Sunday, hey, it's a good steak. It's a good steak. Papa's got a good steak. Okay, got a real good steak. So regardless of the other one, you know. And then Sunday, I'm gonna take my Christmas lights off my house. So. Oh,
nice. Well, it's gonna be like 52 that day, so.
I was going to do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but I'm like, fuck that. I'll just do it Sunday. Uh-huh. It's going to be nicer Sunday. I sure. The weather.
Yeah, why do today what you can put off till tomorrow?
That's been my motto all week. So, minus the going to dinner, going to lunches, and hanging out. So, here's your forecast for Brookville, Ohio. Saturday, 44. Sunday, 52. Monday, 60. Tuesday, 66. Wednesday, 64. Thursday, 59. Oh,
we're going golfing, baby. It's time. Golfing
well,
Sunday,
I don't do that part, but everything else that I do in my life that's nice outside to have to be done, it's coming. I'm ready for it. So I can get the lights off my house Sunday and maybe get my cold plunge set up that I got for Christmas 3 months ago.
Sure.
2 months ago.
Sure.
That sounds worse than it sounds. 2 months ago. Let me get some things done Sunday. It'll be a productive day Sunday.
I believe it. I believe in you.
Maybe after the March 14th holiday celebration Saturday night, I'll be motivated to get some things done on Sunday.
I feel like it's going to be the opposite, probably. Less motivated.
Yeah, that's usually how it works. At least I'm honest about it. We'll see what happens. But Sunday, I'm going to get the fucking lights and stuff off the house. And you know.
Did you see Shane Gillis on SNL?
Nah.
The clips?
I think Erica did show me. She showed me a couple things that he did, but I don't remember what it was. Oh, she showed me the couple beers.
Oh.
A couple beers?
Yeah.
The medicine, a couple beers?
Yeah.
That was I saw that one. That's it, though. I didn't see anything else. That was a good one. That's fucking funny.
If you come across one, watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them out
there. They're all funny.
Yeah, but the couple beers one was fucking good.
Yeah, it was.
It really was. Fucking
his monologue was fucking hilarious.
Funny. I didn't see the monologue.
And then there was like an advertisement or whatever where he's just out there and in front of, on the stage or whatever. And
no, I didn't see that part.
And there's like a new cast member, and she goes, "Hey Shane, what advice would you have for a new cast member?" And he's like, "Get fired. Worked pretty good for me."
It did. Yeah, they canned him, didn't they?
Yeah.
They got rid of him for what jokes was he saying they didn't like?
Racist jokes.
Racist jokes. And they're saying Asian jokes, I think. One of the biggest things on the planet. Asian jokes. Yeah, it was some kind of racist jokes that he made.
But yeah.
Yeah, I have to watch that. I saw the couple beers thing and it was pretty funny. That's a good skit.
They're all good.
It's pretty funny. I'll have to watch that. I haven't watched it. Since we don't do organization on the show no more because Landon says it's better and I think it's worse. honestly is the best policy. Let's do some sports.
351 Rover shit. Hut.
Let's start with our beloved Bengals. Not your beloved Bengals, but the people that listen to the Bengals fans.
It sucks.
First of all, T. Higgins gets franchise tagged.
So you're just gonna share Boston Connor's
last week
tweet.
Sure. T. Higgins needs to be signed to a long-term deal, in my opinion. They won't do it. They're just franchising.
I think they need to get rid of him.
They're franchise tagging him. He's gonna make 20.
They should trade him.
He's gonna make $23 million this year. Not too bad. You know, it's not bad. No, it's not a long-term deal. I understand. Okay, but it's not too bad. So.
Trade him.
They tag him. He's sticking around. Yesterday, I'm at this place in Middletown called the Cracked Pot. Now, I wanted to call it the Crack Pot or Crack Pipe, but it's called the Cracked Pot. And we sat down and I had a mimosa, a ham and cheese croissant, and some biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
It was fucking good. It was really good. I was impressed.
Biscuits and gravy. If you get good
homemade biscuits and gravy and the croissant with the ham and cheese with the mimosa. And she had some crepes. I don't do crepes, but I had a couple bites of the crepes.
That's like worst breakfast food possible.
Yeah, not a fan of the crepes. But she said they were good crepes for what's worth.
For crepes.
Yeah. And we had a good a brunch together. Had some good conversation. And I pulled my phone up and I looked at X and it says, I want to thank Cincinnati for all these years.
He gone.
I said, what the fuck is going on?
He's fucking gone.
And sure enough, Sam Hubbard.
The Cincinnati kid.
The Cincinnati kid.
Went to high school at Moeller.
Is retiring at the young age of 29 years old.
Played his college years at the Ohio State University.
I hate it.
Was drafted to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Please tell me he's not retiring. And he's retiring.
The guy who ran back the fumble recovery in the, was it the AFC Championship game?
No, it was the before we played
divisional
the
round.
Yes, we played the Chiefs in the
divisional round game against the Baltimore Ravens. 99 yards for a touchdown. Retired. Captain of the team. Guy went out with an ACL. Last season, scoring...
What was his last play?
An unbelievable... Actually, was very impressive
touchdown. Catch from Joe Burrow.
Very impressive touchdown.
Hey, I like the last play of his career thing. The touchdown from Burrow. Yeah, that's great. Cool. It sucks that he hurt his knee, but he nobody cares because he's retiring. But the fact that he caught the ball and scored a touchdown, that was pretty sweet.
Like Ty brought up on Pat McAfee's show, like... He is going to be able to do anything he wants in Cincinnati.
Anything, yeah.
And across Ohio, because he went to Ohio State...
Yes.
But especially, Ty's like, if I was him, I'd open up 40 car dealerships around Ohio.
Absolutely.
Today.
I'm going to go buy a Sam Hubbard Tesla tomorrow. Okay. I fully agree. I think it's a great idea. Insurance, car salesman, whatever they do.
Restaurant for sure.
Put your name on everything.
If that guy doesn't have a restaurant downtown Cincinnati, he's fucking up.
Failure. Correct. So he retired.
Real nice steak place.
So they're forcing T to play on a franchise tag. Not a necessarily great thing, is what it is. Sam Hubbard retires. Not a great thing. It is what it
Trade is. Trade T Higgins.
Today.
You guys don't even need him. For real.
Today. I'm on my phone before we start the show. Adam Schefter, ESPN Insider.
Uh-huh.
Tweets an hour ago. It's hard to say it.
Breaking.
It hurts.
Joe Burrow requesting a trade.
The Cincinnati Bengals have taken the rare step of granting all pro defensive end.
Oh, yeah.
Trey Hendrickson permission to seek a trade. He says, quote, it's been an honor and privilege to represent Cincinnati over the last 4 years. I love this city and organization. I appreciate the privilege of now being allowed to explore my options.
Listen, he might not go.
I don't think he's going to go. I think they're doing it to keep him happy because they're going to explore options. They're not going to like him. He's not going to like him. Whatever.
Listen, it might literally do what, I mean, maybe not as much of a discount, but Matthew Stafford was allowed to explore options too.
True.
He heard numbers. True. Apparently.
Stayed.
Crazy numbers, and then stayed. I mean, yeah, Pat and the boys joked about that too. It's like, hey, moving sucks.
Sure.
And like, that is a fucking real thing, especially if you got kids in a family, which I don't know if he does. I assume he does, but I don't know that.
In 2025, Hendrickson will earn a base salary of $15.8 million, carrying a cap hit of $18.6 million and a dead cap value of $2.6 million.
Also, he was...
Signed a one-year deal.
He was a sack leader last season, but wasn't like a crazy...
Not... Crazy, but yeah, sack leader.
It was.
He's a bad dude. Leader. He's a bad dude. So he signed a year. Bengals are giving him the option to go look around.
The Packers for sure.
Let's hope he doesn't leave, but things happen.
I wouldn't mind one of these. I mean, I'll take Myles Garrett first, but I would not be mad if we got Trey Hendrickson.
Ja'Marr Chase hasn't signed his big deal yet.
It's coming. It's gonna be big.
Real so big. T is being forced to play. Trey can go if he wants to leave. And then
T needs to get traded. I don't know why.
This from CincyJungle.com. We got a less than ideal update from NFL insider Ari about the Lagos to the Bengals. If they want to keep all three players, they got to get to $40 million per year for Ja'Marr, $30 million a year for T, and $33 million for Trey. They're nowhere close to all three of those. So they forced T to take 23.5 or 24. They're letting Trey decide if he wants to stay or not, and they're going to have to pay Jamar.
Probably 35 plus, 40.
The biggest problem with the Bengals, their defense. The last 2 days.
That's why you need to get rid of Trey.
We have lost the best fucking defense players. I mean, arguably on the team.
You need to trade T. Higgins for whatever you can and get some draft picks and fucking use those and try to fill out your team. Hopefully you draft well. I mean, it's the whole thing. If you pay a quarterback, you better be able to draft well.
I don't have a lot of hope in the Bengals this year as the way things stand. They also restructured Dak's contract announced yesterday. Dallas is freeing up some more cap space.
Yeah, because they got to pay. They just paid the defensive tackle.
I don't have faith in the Cowboys this year either. Because Jerry Jones needs to fucking get out of here. He needs to retire. Hand it over. Not to your fucking son. Hand it over to somebody who knows what they're doing. He won't do that. They got to pay Micah Parsons.
Yep. You think A-Rod's going to the Giants or Vegas?
That's a good question. I can see Aaron Rodgers in New York, though I don't want him there. I'd rather him go to Vegas.
I think it makes more sense if he goes to Vegas.
I think so, too. I think it would make more sense for him and more sense overall if they got him in Vegas. Who's the coach of Vegas this year? Pete Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom Brady owner.
Yeah, I see Aaron Rodgers going to Vegas.
And apparently very involved.
Yes.
Just signed Max Crosby on the other side.
I saw that. 92
unbelievable tight end.
A lot of money. Yeah.
Would Devontae come back?
Probably.
I don't really see why
not. Tom Brady can call Aaron Rodgers and say, hey, you know where you want to be.
Yeah, that's kind of what I feel like.
Let's do this.
So really, I feel like it's up to Tom Brady. Like, does he want maybe, because maybe you want Sam Darnold.
Over Aaron Rodgers? No.
I wouldn't want him
over Aaron Rodgers.
I could see that, though, but he's younger, though, so it gives you...
That's going to be interesting to follow because I forgot Sam Darnold did not get tagged. And it's so definitely, he's kind of up in the air too.
There's definitely less media attention around it too.
Sure.
So
Aaron Rodgers likes New York though.
Apparently New York likes
They him. Like him.
Sure. So
I don't want to go on the Jet or the Giants though. But no, I don't think it's a good idea. I'd rather see him in Vegas.
If he plays well.
The Bengals are doing nothing to help Malik themselves. Neighbors. That's what I was trying to say. Okay. And then Aaron Rodgers can do whatever the fuck he wants to do. We don't know where he's going to end up. We're an hour and a half in. I don't have much else to say, to be honest with you. We covered about everything.
I mean, I had Wendy Williams on here, but we don't need to talk about that.
What'd she do?
She's in a conservatorship, too.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
You saw all that shit?
Yeah, it's good for her. She needs that.
It is wild.
She needs that.
Some of this shit. I guess she got a fucking documentary out about her.
She's got some problems mentally, I think.
Well, she said...
That's my opinion.
I know. She said the money that was being spent was her son spending money. He obviously did not. I mean, literally, the whole story is she claims something.
This is a Britney Spears story.
Other people claim... Yeah. So you don't know. You have no idea. Those conservatorships are... Something else.
They're a motherfucker.
That's like legal slavery.
If I won the lottery within the next couple weeks,
that'd be pretty cool.
Erica would probably put me in a conservatorship because I would be wanting to buy things.
I can't every Slipknot concert.
No. I literally drove Carly around the RV sales place in New Carlisle. Was it Carly? Yeah, it was Carly. Yeah, we drove and I was taking her home and we had some time to, no, it was Gabby. We was picking up Carly from a birthday party Saturday, had some time to kill. So we pulled in there and I showed her a couple RVs, like brand new motorhome. Okay, nice. Awesome. $100-some thousand. Yeah, real nice. And I said, if your dad wins the lottery, he's going to buy that right there. That black and gray one. And we're going to wrap it orange and black like the Bengals. And we're going to every single game. All of them. She's like, yeah. Awesome. She's like, well, how much money are you going to win? I'm like, Well, I don't know. I have to play first, but if I win, if I win, you know.
Yeah, someone who never buys a lottery ticket. It's fun to
daydream. I probably ruined this 7-year-old's kid's life here by daydreaming about purchasing things that we're never going to own. But it's fun to talk about.
Dude, I forgot
to tell you. It's fun to converse about
it. I forgot to tell you. So I put $5 on that bet for Blaney or
Bush to win. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How'd it go out? You didn't finish.
I mean, Bush didn't win, obviously.
Right.
But it would have been $75 on a $5 bet. I was like, oh my God, I'm actually, I'm like, no
that's
fucking
not,
way.
That's not bad. And you had a shot.
Yeah, I did.
You had a good shot at winning.
Shot, but wasn't meant to be. Fucking Bell cleaned him out last year at the same track. And so they were like talking about that. He was faster, was all over him, trying to get under him. Bush, after the race, literally said, I was doing everything I could to get him to wreck me, essentially.
Like
I
was just trying to horn him off.
Yeah. Basically being a dick.
Yeah.
And he was like, and he still passed me literally as clean as he could have.
After taking 3 days off, Eric and I had some discussions. Being at home full time.
Mm-hmm.
Surely beats going to work every day. So this is the by a long shot.
Whole like housewife versus working.
I'd gladly be the housewife.
That seems pretty cool.
She wanted to be the housewife too, though. We could both be. I mean, we had 3 days together to spend at home, go to brunch, get something to eat, have a couple of drinks. I'm like, you know what? This is so much better than going to work every day. She's like, I wish we had that much money. I said, well.
Start playing the lottery.
You can't win the lottery if you don't play.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
100%.
And even if you won, like, say you won, you know, for some reason, $21 million is standing out in my mind. Maybe I had a dream about this. I don't know.
This is oddly specific. And now
it is. But
you don't know?
I'm tuned in too. If you win $21 million after taxes, you're going to end up about 9, 10 safely. We'll say 10.
That's what got you to it is you're going to have $10
million. So if I had $10 million. And I bought a house.
I love this game, by the way.
Yeah, me too. I love this. It literally turns me on. $10 million in cash. And I would, you know, probably buy a place in like Florida on the beach. And I'd buy me a nice house.
Florida's got some great golf.
Up here somewhere close to Carly. And then I'd go buy me one of the new Corvettes that my father-in-law just bought. But I buy the turbo.
The big one?
The real expensive one. Yeah, of course. The
1,000 horsepower one?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Which is why I'd be put into a conservatorship as we spoke about. Right. Yeah, I'd be dead. Yeah.
First thing you should do is go get a life insurance.
But just think. No, I'm worth $10 million. I don't need that. But, you know, just the idea of staying at home. If you really think about the way the system is set up,
oh, God.
Human beings were not meant to work.
Oh, shit, this came out. What'd you do? Go to fucking Harvard while you're off work?
Did you go to a liberal college or something and like get these ideas? Your microphone just literally just came out of its holder. Human beings aren't made to work 8 hours a day every day, okay? That's not how it's supposed to go.
Well, thank fucking Ford, that racist piece of shit. He's the one that came up with 8 hours, 40 hours a week.
I'll never buy a Ford because of him. He fucked us all.
Found on road dead, motherfucker.
Yeah, he fucked it. First on race day. He fucked us all, for sure. It's just a much better life being at home every day and not going to work.
I think the true honesty is anytime you do something for a long enough time, it fucking sucks.
And no, I don't know if I agree with that.
Most of the time.
There's a couple things I've done for a long time in my life that still don't suck.
Not every day.
Not every day.
That's what I'm saying.
I could probably play drums every day of my life and it would never suck.
You never have.
No, I can't. It's not possible. I wish it was. I could do a podcast every day of my life and it wouldn't suck. Though I will say, At times, I dread doing this one.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'm just like not in the mood.
I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to go over there, and I don't want to sit
down. The day was shitty. Like,
yeah, I had a bad day. I just want to go home, and yeah, like I just
that's what I'm saying.
I want to take my Cadillac tonight.
When you have to do something,
when you feel like you have to do something, you don't like it.
That, I mean, that's what. And you've been doing it.
Is that human nature that you feel like you have?
Yeah, it's 100% human nature.
Okay. Like you if you have to do, like say if I had to. No, that's not true. If someone looked at me and was like, for the next 365
days. There's an exception to every rule.
This is not an exception.
But when you do it every day for a long enough time, it's going to fucking get annoying.
If someone said, you have to sleep with your wife every day for a year straight, never get old.
You'll, I mean, either test it out or you'll never know. You don't know
that. It would never get old. I'll ask her. I don't think it'll. We'll start Saturday. That's not how it works. Would I get tired of that, though? Like, eventually we get tired of doing it because you're out of shape or something? Like, I don't know.
Some people do. For sure some people do. It's just,
this is not a good admission, but I'll admit it, okay?
Oh, my God.
Hey, we're late in the show. Most people turned it off by now.
Off. Totally off.
I could drink alcohol every day of my life.
Yeah, but that's a disease.
No, it's not a disease.
No, that's a disease.
Get the fuck out of here. It's not a disease.
That's how that works. That's why you keep doing it.
No.
Because it's disease.
The stink bugs are just... They're just dead on the table.
All right.
I think I could drink every day of my life and never be tired of that.
Listen, again, there's exceptions to every rule for individuals.
Let me ask you something.
What?
Is there anything you do every day of your life that you never get tired of? You don't have to talk about what they are. You just have to say yes or no.
No. All of it I'm tired of.
You're tired of all of it?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
100%.
I don't believe that.
100%.
No, you're not tired of it. I think there's things that you do every day that you're not tired of.
I disagree.
That you never get tired of.
I disagree.
It's an interesting question. Just to ask some people. You should be like, hey, is there anything in your life that you do every single day that you'll never get tired of? It's a good question.
Like I said, there's exceptions to every rule, but...
It's an interesting ending to the conversation of the day.
On the whole, over a large population, I think that is a universal truth.
People get tired of everything.
Exceptions to everything. But...
I don't know if you get tired of everything.
At some point.
Is it a human nature thing? You just get tired of doing the same thing over and over again? Yeah, even if it's something you enjoy?
You get bored, yeah.
Oh, I believe that.
All right.
Sorry we got deep this week at the end.
That's it.
We should be here next week. Everyone should be healthy, hopefully, and everything should be done on the way, and we can get together next week and have a conversation. We should have a guest on next week. We haven't done that in a while.
I'm down.
I should order a camera today and we should film next week.
We need to turn the podcast off now.
We're getting into unlikely things. Things will never happen for 1,000. This local podcast does not have video yet, but has been talking about it forever. Beep, beep. What is the Flashman podcast?
Kind of want to start a NASCAR podcast.
I kind of want to start a political podcast. I want to do politics. I'm into it. I enjoy it. I think I would like it. And I think it would do okay. If it brings me like $2,000 to $3,000 extra a month, I'd be more than happy.
Oh, that would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, imagine just doing that every day.
Well,
I would never get tired of that. What do you do for a living? I have a podcast. No. What do you do for a living? I have a podcast. What does your wife do? She's a nurse. Oh, so your wife? No. I have a podcast, you fuck. You listen to me.
For a long time.
Yeah, it takes forever to get there. But listen to me.
But burnout is real.
I make $110,000 a year sitting in front of a microphone with a camera in front of my face, talking about how great it is.
I think you should start it.
Know that America is back.
Just start it. That's all I'm saying.
I know I need to start it. I don't know where to do it. I have to get a camera. I get to set up this computer's piece of shit, as we've seen. I have to get the camera set up. I have to get a background set
up. Definitely need to hit up the Geek Squad.
How am I going to do it here when I'm already doing this? Should I cancel this podcast and do the other one? Should I stop doing this one?
Oh, we can talk about. Again, we should probably pause the podcast now at some point.
You said we could talk about canceling this one?
I mean, we can discuss about what you want to do.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't decided yet. I've thought about it. I can't do both. I don't have enough time. I could do both.
I know.
I could set my garage up and take this laptop and board home every week and do something at home. It's just a lot. I have to get like a case to put these in. Yeah. Obviously, plugging and unplugging things is not good on.
Yeah, but that thing, it's got to be the computer and it's under warranty. You might have just had a...
Is it under warranty? How long is the warranty on these things?
I don't know. You said you only got it. How long ago?
I haven't had it a year yet.
Yeah, it's got to be still under warranty.
I'm about to find out. All right. Yeah, thanks for listening this week. Sorry we got a little deep into conversation. We haven't talked in a couple weeks, so we'll see you guys next week.
Gotta go.
Enjoy this outro. Appreciate y'all.
Later.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Flashburn Podcast. Please like, subscribe, leave a review, and share this show with your family and friends. We love you guys, and we hope you have a nice day.